Disregard what you've been told. The opinions expressed in this show are not opinions at all. The opinions expressed in the Meteorological Report are scientific fact. Scientific fact is not negotiable, eh? The opinions expressed in the Meteorological Report are the opinions of the Government of Canada and all universities everywhere, and even my mother too. The opinions expressed in the Meteorological Report are our own opinions and do not necessarily reflect what I just said. My opinions do not reflect the opinions of the Meteorological Report. The Meteorological Report does not reflect the opinions of Joey only.
Hey, Joey. So I'm at Slipknot. I'm at Dress's account at the moment. This is Babs, the transvestite I was talking about. I see Leprechaun.
Whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good morning, Prince George. Good afternoon, Winnipeg. You are listening to the Meteorological Report. My name is Joey Only up here in Wells, British Columbia. This show airs on CFER 88.7 FM Prince George Saturday morning, 10 a.m. repeats on Tuesday at 4 p.m. And then it airs at noon local time on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Mondays noon. Tune in if you are a meteorology student there at the University of Winnipeg. This show is required listening. You must know the secret. The secret is be prepared, says Frankie McDonald. We got Frankie McDonald here once again this week. We got Brandon Houck lined up. He's not been feeling himself, but he's here, so we're very lucky to have him. That's great. I've had a terrible 2 weeks, I'm going to tell you. I mean, besides like my birthday giving me some nice, fuzzy, warm feelings, everything's gone wrong this last 2 weeks. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about my truck breaking down, the mechanics losing my keys. I'll tell you about getting poked in the eye with a stick and nearly like losing my eyeball. I'll tell you about missing work by accident. I'll tell you about snowstorms and driving to work in the snowstorm. And tonight I'll tell you about getting quads stuck in the snow. I'll tell you about blowing a trailer tire and cops pulling us over and more and more and more. That's the kind of week I've been having. I'm Joey Only, your host, who takes all the punishment out in the wilderness. That's what I'm doing. I'm a forest technician by winter and spring and fall, and I'm a forest firefighter in the summer.
I can't hear Cape Breton Originals. So I'm live streaming
We have people. So Janet Dermody from Cape Breton Originals is live streaming what we're doing right now. So something different for the show, live streaming of the show. We also got Gabriel Berardo showing in. We got Peter Glanco. So the whole crew is in, man. The Meteorological Report. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology. That's the science that Frankie and I, McDonald, invented. Yeah, it's the science of how much the weather sucks in Canada. And suck it does indeed. We're here to talk about it. All the things that happened this week. The week of, well, it's the 21st of April. That's right. And I got 3,600 people on my friends list. There's only one guy whose birthday it is today on my friends list, Stephen McNeil, really? the comedian. So happy birthday, Stephen McNeil, comedian. I know you'll never hear this, but this show is Meteorological Report. So it's for people like you out there who might be funny as well. Frankie.
And happy birthday to me. It's my birthday on the 16th.
Oh,
I'm 30 years old now. I'm done with my 20s.
Happy birthday,
Frankie.
My birthday is coming up on Sunday, April 24th, 2022.
Yeah.
I'll be 38 years old. So guess what? They're going to bring a lot of snow next to Fan, Saskatchewan, Brandon, Manitoba, Western Manitoba. It's getting the blizzard conditions and winter storm conditions with blowing snow, drifting snow, reduced visibility, dangerous and treacherous driving conditions. It's going to bring white oak conditions in east, southeastern Saskatchewan, same with western North Dakota, northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana, northeastern Wyoming. They're bringing a lot of snow in those places in the states. They're going to bring a lot of snow in Brandon, Manitoba. Lots of rain in Winnipeg, Manitoba. There's a rain snow line west of Winnipeg. And it's going to bring lots of sheds, some showers in Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria, British Columbia, and California. It's going to bring cooler than average temperatures and up around. It's going to bring more rain in New York City. Then the cold air is going to come in New York City. Then warm air comes back, and cold air fighting each other again.
Oh my God, in Japan.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
And did you hear about that there's a possible typhoon headed towards Japan sometime in May 2022. There's a possible typhoon, but it's long ways off yet.
In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica.
Antarctica's last sunset before the winter is the end of May. Then it'll be dark, go 24 hours a day in Antarctic research stations and things like that, like McMurdo Station where Olivier is up in Nunavut. There'll be daylight 24 hours a day up in June where Olivier is at.
Frankie, I see that you're back again out on the street of Sydney, Nova Scotia, outside the college, using the Wi-Fi and checking in. I like that you've been taking walks at night. How is the weather in Sydney, Nova Scotia right now? How's the weather in Nova Scotia?
It's cool outside, but it's not as windy as right now. It's nice out in Sydney, Nova Scotia as of right now. And did you hear about that? I'd like to introduce to another guy called Roger the Wild Child. That's the guy running the show on every Sunday night.
Roger the Wild Child. So you can see many of the people from this show on Roger the Wild Child show. I should check in sometime. I'd love to.
They're going to bring severe weather on Friday night and Saturday in parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, and Illinois, and parts of Missouri and Arkansas, and parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and northern Texas. They're going to bring severe weather, chain lightning, feral thunder, heavy downpours, large hail damage, winds, possible tornadoes. Then it's going to bring lots of warm air and cold air fighting each other in Florida as well. Up around, it's really dry up Norway, Finland, Sweden lately. Up around, it's going to bring a lot of rain in Venezuela, Brazil, and Colombia, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Thailand will be getting a rainy season soon. India will be getting a rainy season. India is really, really, really hot in New Delhi, India. Another few months away, and it's starting in June and July, there'll be monsoon season in India, they're going to bring so much rain in Delhi, India, Bangkok, Thailand, all those places. Jakarta, Indonesia will be in a dry season. New Zealand got hit by a tropical cyclone. It's been fall of the year. It's getting cooler in Australia, getting cooler in New Zealand, and things like this. It's getting cooler in South Africa and South America, like Chile. It's really, really, really dry up in Chile. They had a ration of water over in Chile because they're running out of reservoirs and water. They had to limit the water in Chile. They have to ship out a bottle of water there sooner or later.
So we have on the meteorological panel right now, of course, Brandon Houck, Janet Dermody from Cape Breton Originals, Gabriel Berardo, the Rapping Weatherman down in Southern Ontario. We got Peter Glenko in Virginia Beach. Does anybody on the panel have questions for Frankie?
Yes, actually. Frankie, what will you be doing for your birthday?
I'll be 38 years old. I'll be having Chinese food for my birthday. Cape Breton Eagles are facing against Rimouski.
Hockey League
at 3 o'clock p.m. Atlantic time on Sunday, April 24th. There's a hockey game. Cape Breton Eagles facing against Rimouski.
Well, happy early birthday, Frankie McDonald. Have a great weekend. You're 1 week after me, mine. So I turned 43 last week. Frankie's turning 38.
Yeah, and it's up to Cape Breton Originals. We'll meet Peter and Gabriel.
Yes.
We'll meet me.
Hey, Janet. Welcome back to the show. Just briefly say hi to Pete and Gabriel, and tell our radio listeners what you're doing live streaming right now.
Nice to meet you. Janet here at Cape Breton Originals. So what I do here is I'm live streaming right now, and people should subscribe to Joey Only's YouTube channel. You may as well subscribe to the Cape Breton Originals YouTube channel too. But I've got a big thing coming up Saturday in South Bar. And Frankie, I need to know, where do you eat your Chinese food at?
What's your favorite Chinese food spot, Frankie? What's the name of the place? China Palace?
Huan's Chinese restaurant on Grand Lake Road.
Do they have Chinese pizza?
Chinese pizza. It's Italian, not Chinese. It's Italian. I had Boston pizza on Good Friday. Like Roger, the Wild Child. He's talking about starting a new, totally new podcast sometime. That's what Roger told me that.
I can't wait to get on it.
Is it the chicken balls you like, Frankie? What's your favorite thing at the Chinese restaurant?
The chicken balls.
Rice, sugai negro. Sugai without gravy. It's like a breaded chicken fillets.
Nice.
I get it the same way. That's crazy. I get it without gravy and I get the sweet and sour sauce on the side.
So there you have it, everybody. Frankie McDonald, he'll be around all show. You'll be hearing from him. He's the number one man on the Meteorological Report. But then we always go second to Brandon Houck with the Western Canada weather analysis. So Brandon, so tell me about the Farmer's Blahmanac released their new thing or other or something. And people are talking about it. And it's got all kinds of predictions of some sort or other, I'm sure. So I'm sure a lot of our radio listeners would love to hear you speak highly of why the Farmer's Almanac is great.
Oh, yes. The Farmer's Almanac. They're absolutely
And I want you to speak honestly.
Recipes, if you know what I mean there. They got great recipes. If you've seen their apple pie, it's like the best thing ever. However, their prediction for the summer this year, I have to shake my head a little bit because it's going with a hot and sizzling summer. And isn't that always the case in the BC interior? Hot, sizzling summer?
What about the Farmer's Almanac, though? People rely on this for weather predictions.
Yeah.
And scientifically speaking, that's problematic. And I would like to hear your insight on the truth of the Farmer's Almanac, meteorologically speaking.
And I got something else to say. Base guys taking a break from social media because a lot of clowns and trolls.
Clowns.
Clowns and trolls.
Trolls.
Base guys taking a break from social media. My base guy will be back.
So, Brandon.
Ask questions later. That's what I've learned.
So, about the Farmer's Almanac, Brandon.
Typically, it is really tough to forecast long range. It's tough to even predict 5 days into the future because the weather is always changeable. And especially this season with the La Nina pattern that we're dealing with kind of a, it's not like way above average, but we've been below average quite a bit, especially through the spring. And we've been quite unsettled, especially in the BC interior at times. And it's been kind of a good thing so far this season with the amount of snow that they've had in the Rocky Mountains, etc., especially. So that trend might actually continue into the beginning of summer. And we're still aiming towards kind of the wettest period. And we're still kind of dry here. And we're still really dry here in southern Alberta. So we're kind of the only very dry area of all of Canada at this time, where everybody else has been dealing with the ration and cold and a fairly unsettled condition. So La Nina is still going to be sticking around into the summer. So will it be a hot, sizzling summer? Oh, yeah, there will be some heat. There will be like last summer.
Will Marie and me get on that party island and be able to sizzle up this summer? I sure hope so. I hope this is for this interior or this part of the world too.
So, you know, basically, you can't look a year ahead and make guesses based on some system of calculations you have and expect to have accurate and predictable results.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can't even believe myself after 5 days. Some days, so it's.
Well, and that reminds me, you're not confident about next week's forecast, and I want to ask you about the coming forecast, of course. Why aren't you confident about next week's forecast?
Well,
for Western Canada.
So later next week. So that is for a system that wants to move up from Montana into southern Alberta. Late next week, we are going to be seeing a system that wants to move up into southern Alberta. And we definitely do need this system here in southern Alberta because we are very, very dry. And some of us did miss out on that significant snow we had this past week, especially areas in central region of the province. So if the pattern, the track of the system has been, well, it has been changing every day on the models. So that is why I'm not confident in it, because it's been keeping the storm in Montana, or is it bringing it up here in Alberta? That's the uncertainty on the situation ahead for next week. So if we do see another shift in the track and keeps it stateside, we won't get anything at all. However, if the track puts it into southern Alberta, then we will get this storm. So we'll have to see how that plays out for late next week. But the system that we're getting this weekend in Saskatchewan and Manitoba is definitely going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen. So tell us about that. Winnipeg's forecast for the listeners at CKUW 95.9 FM. What can you expect? You hear the show on Monday, so we're making the show on the 21st of April. You're going to hear it in Prince George on the 23rd. You're going to hear it in Winnipeg on the 25th.
Joe Stover told me that earlier in the week. He's leaving Winnipeg back to Churchill tomorrow.
Yeah, and Joe Stover is going to go see Corb Lund tonight in the Hurtin' Albertans at the High and Lonesome Club. Hurtin' Albertans. In Winnipeg. I'm so jealous. I told him to say hi to Corby and to Grant for me and Kurt. And so no Joe Stover tonight.
And,
Brandon.
And Olivier's up in Coco took Nunavut, and it's still pretty cold up there. And And Olivier, Coco took note of it, will soon be 24-hour daylight where Olivier is at.
And Olivier has just joined the show, so we will talk to Olivier. But I really want to get through our Brandon segment so we can get talking to everybody else, too.
Hey, Janet, this is Olivier.
Janet, meet Olivier. Olivier, Janet. We had snowstorms this week.
Joe Stover, he's probably making a bad decision to go back because he didn't get a thunderstorm last year. And he might miss it on Saturday. So let's talk about the storm moving into southern Manitoba. It actually begins Friday, which is the 22nd. We start seeing the first wave of precipitation moving in. And there is a small chance we might get some thunderstorms on the international border late Friday afternoon. With a quick wave of moisture coming in, we do have a potential for significant freezing rain in southeastern Saskatchewan, southwestern Manitoba. So we could be dealing with substantial icing both Friday and Saturday. And then the storm itself is going to continue to move up from the south as we go into Saturday. This is when the real deal precipitation gets going here. The fire hose of precipitation, I must say. So we'll see significant snow continuing in southeastern Saskatchewan, southwestern Manitoba, with that mixed bag of freezing rain mixing in there as well. We will likely see significant snowfall totals, potential for up to 60-plus centimeters of snow near Moosomin, Saskatchewan, and through the Dauphin, Manitoba regions. We could be dealing with that, once again, significant amount of snow, and we had that significant amount of snow last week. We're going to get another round of that on top of that. So anything that didn't melt this week is going to get replaced in those regions. So there's that. Now, for the rest of southern Manitoba, as we go through late day Saturday, we're going to get significant amounts of rain, with a few locations possibly seeing 60 to 80 millimeters of rain, especially southeast of Winnipeg here, with thunderstorms rolling in on Saturday. And especially near the border, we may see an isolated severe thunderstorm as well. So that's going to get quite interesting here with more stronger thunderstorms stateside. They even have an enhanced risk all the way into North Dakota late Friday afternoon for potential for storms to produce very large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a couple of tornadoes as we go through the weekend here. So that's going to be the case on Saturday with a significant rain and the snow persisting. And then everybody goes back over the snow on Sunday, including Winnipeg. So they'll be dealing with the near blizzard-like conditions for the day Sunday. And for Winnipeg, those areas will see probably about 10 to 20-ish centimeters of snow, while the areas further off towards the west will get the more significant amount of snow, with that potential for, as I mentioned, at least a couple of feet of snow for that matter there. And then we also have now an overland flood watch out across the southern portions of Manitoba. We'll be monitoring that as we go into next week, as temperatures actually will warm up after the system. So all that snow is going to melt, and we've also have all that water. So we might have some big time flood issues across southern Manitoba as we go into next week.
We see that reflected in the British Columbia forecast, where you know, it hasn't felt in a lot of senses that spring is really here until the last few days. Saturday, 14 degrees Celsius. So that's looking nice for you, Prince George. Sunday, 13 degrees, looking nice. A low of 2 at night. But as we get into the next week, that some of that weather is coming. Nighttime, 2 degrees Celsius. Monday morning, 11 degrees. 12 degrees Tuesday, 10 degrees. But rain, 70% chance of showers. 60% chance of showers, 60% chance of showers all through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in your work week. So I'm not looking forward to that because I work in the bush, and that means there's nowhere to hide when it's raining. And Brandon, you're alluding to basically what Frankie was saying, so that severe thunderstorm weather in the United States next week, or with this coming systems, the jet stream has been still quite low. So we're going to see a lot of that clashing, as Frankie calls it, fighting between cold air and warm air. Does anybody have questions for Brandon Hauk?
Quebec had snow.
They had snow in Bonaventure?
Where Monica Beaulieu is at. They had the snow in Bonaventure, Quebec, where Monica Beaulieu is at. But Monica's doing great up in Bonaventure, Quebec.
Excellent. Olivier, meet Janet Dermody. She's from Cape Breton Originals. You're on mute right now, buddy. But having to get everyone muted because Brandon has the plague right now. Someone was digging for dinosaurs in southern Alberta and unleashed some prehistoric plague that has crippled Brandon. He only was on 5 radio stations today. Poor guy. Olivier Forbes-Bouillon up in Nunavut. How is the weather up there? See more sunshine.
Doug, look, Doug, Nunavut. I don't know if I can see it right now, but we just had an awesome-looking sundog. which is it still going? Yeah, it's still going. Check this out, guys. How do I split? So you can see the refraction of the sun on some crystals, and it's creating a cool little rainbow effect at about 22.5 degrees from the sun. So that's always exciting to see. I'll send a photo. It'll be a little bit better to see. But yeah, it's about minus 20 right now, minus 30 with the wind chill, which is great spring weather for us here. And we're actually looking at 0 degrees on Sunday, Monday. So that is kind of worrisome, which means it brings blizzards usually. So, hey, speaking of blizzards, what is a, I just heard this corny joke the other day. What is a weatherman's favorite reptile?
What is a weatherman's favorite reptile?
It's the blizzard.
Lizard.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay, thank you. Like lizard. That took me a second. I thought it was going to be a Dairy Queen joke.
Yeah. Dairy Queen joke.
Dairy Queen is a joke.
I don't co-sign that.
So,
I
heard,
hey, Peter, did you hear, but over in Russia, they added more sanctions. Mayor of Ottawa is barred from entering Russia, and mayor and of those premiers in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia, they're barred from entering Russia.
What are they going to do? They still have to vacation somewhere nice.
One half of the world is interested in the species and climate. Other half of the world is more interested in the World War III.
That means they're barred from entering Russia for meetings with the president and things like this over in Russia. And they're getting more strict all the time over in Russia.
What would you do, Frankie, if you were put on that sanctions list?
Yeah.
Over in Russia, that means that they cannot enter, like those mayors of different cities across Canada will be barred from entering Russia soon enough.
That would really affect your world tour.
If Frankie was put on the sanctions list, I'd make sure that action figure buddy would be laundered perfectly clean. No worries.
Well, that might be the ultimate reason to start the nuclear war. We also just had Brian Schmidt from Portland Weather Uncensored show up. So welcome to the show, Brian. We haven't talked to Peter yet. We haven't talked to Gabriel. We haven't talked to Janet really about her weather yet. We got lots of questions. Gabriel, how's the weather in Southern Ontario? Dude has no rap tonight, everybody. Just so you know.
Other night, I have like a few funny things though. So I mean, like the weather here been pretty, you know, fine with, and I mean, haven't really. Haven't really been much systems we can maybe say there. There have been a few of these ice pellet grapple storms that just kind of, you know, move in kind of earlier.
I think I'm doing something that nobody's really done before. So this is going to be a podcast. This is a regular podcast, the Meteorological Report. And
it is, Jen,
I've been invited on as a regular guest to come to it. And Frankie's throwing me out as
I'm going to mute Janet again because that's really difficult. We're thankful for all the listeners in Cape Breton who are watching her stream of our podcast radio show thing.
Gabriel. But though, earlier, I've actually caught think it was a cold air funnel cloud, and it was on a video from like this front that was sinking south, right? And there was like a lot of shear. Of course, there of course wasn't as much, you know, energy, but I mean, like there was some shear, which of course kind of caused that. So I mean, hey, I mean that was pretty, you know, interesting. But I mean, hey, other of course than the weather, man. I have been told that I look like Abraham Lincoln recently with the beard. And I want to look like Drake, okay? Like, I'm going for the Drake look, but something about it does not make me look like Drake.
Yeah, you got a little bit more of the Lincoln look going on.
I'm like,
you tell him you're Drake-ahan Lincoln, man.
Drake, hey, but look, at least...
Drake-ahan.
We'll have to get you an owl chain. I was conversing with Johnny Dang's company last week. We'll get you an owl chain, and I'll complete the Drake look.
I mean, like, look, if I keep on growing this out, it will just probably just keep on growing outwards. Not down, but it will just keep on growing outwards.
You'll have the Osama look. You'll go from Lincoln to Osama. Like
that. But though, I'm glad that I have this beard. Who knows when I'll shave it? Probably in the summer. I mean, it's not so warm right now. Although, hey,
can I get you to say 4 score and 7 years ago?
What was it again?
4 score and 7 years ago.
4 score, 7 years ago. I don't know.
It is Abraham Lincoln. I see it.
22 Celsius on Sunday, though, guys, for us. Toronto, I mean, it's getting pretty warm here. It's although, of course, a few days later, it's going to be like 7 and almost snowing again. So, hey, I mean, what is all the point of this warm day when it's just going to get cold, like cold in like a few days, everything like that? And also, too, everybody reacts over snow in mid to late April, okay? I'm going to go and tell them something here, okay? It have not been the first time that it snowed in mid, like, you know, April here. Like, everybody's like, yo, oh my God, it's snowing outside. It's so crazy. Are you seeing this? Like, course we see it almost every single year. It's nothing new. I mean, it snows.
Wait, you see the video of how much snow we were stuck in this week.
The next day. I know. It's like, yo, people are like, you know, acting all nuts over snow in mid-April. But I mean, seriously though, I'm not shocked at all. And I'm like, yo, man, like, why are you so shocked? I mean, like, it happens almost like every like single year. I don't know if these people have memory loss over the years, but hey, happens.
Check this out, Gabriel. Check this out my window right now. As you can see, that's the snowbank behind there where, you know, and you get, that's snow there. And up on the mountain, that's a lot of snow, actually, up on top of there, like over your head.
Yeah, and,
I've had
a bad hair day today, guys. I'm sorry.
This way and that way. Now you don't look like Abraham Lincoln. You just busted it. So that's like, what you got to do is just lose the tooth, man.
If I straighten my hair kind of and like that Abraham Lincoln look, I can maybe look like him. But though, I'm not.
Get a nice stovepipe hat.
Maybe when I'm older, maybe, because I don't have that old face look like he does yet. Okay. And I have been going for the Drake look. Like, I thought that like it would like look more like a Drake look, kind of be more like a little bit like that. But I mean, hey, it's going kind of farther out than it is downward, which is fine, but hey, I mean, I had to line it up earlier.
Well, I'd say no matter what look you're trying to rock, buddy, looking beautiful always.
Hey, I mean, look, might as well just call this the beard show. I don't know, something like that. Like you know, GB's beard. Like, you're like, I don't know, title.
The thing is, beards are so gross.
And now, facts of nature. Ah, the beaver. The beaver.
We got to keep moving on because halfway through the show, we still got everyone to talk to. We just had Noel Chaos show up too. Brian Schmidt, are you there down in Portland, Oregon? How is the weather in Portland, Oregon? We got two Americans on tonight. We got you and we got Peter Galenko as always.
Yeah, can you hear me fine?
We can hear you wonderfully.
Oh, great. Yeah, so we had our warmest day in 13 days today. We made it to 15 degrees Celsius. We had a 2-week record cold spell. We had rain just about every day. We had a record snowfall. So today it finally hit 15, and we are supposed to get up closer to about 20 degrees on Sunday. So looking forward to a little change in the weather. We're possibly going to have the wettest April ever in Portland, Oregon. So we'll see how that works. Hey, welcome.
Climate change time. So is that Joe Biden smelling children?
The fastest highway in North America is Texas Toll State Highway 130. It has 85 mile per hour speed limit on Texas State Highway 130.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Joe Biden's in Portland today. So I'm celebrating with this meme here.
Oh, my.
He jammed up all the traffic in the city. And, yeah, so he's here for a few hours. So
I take it you have quite a large meme folder.
Yeah, you know, I've had the group ready to go.
I've had the, you know, I've had this weather group for over 10 years and, you know, I've kept it uncensored and there's been tons of people that have gotten banned over the years. But we try to keep it as uncensored as possible. Many of us have served long Facebook jail sentences. It's a blast, man. I mean, you know, it's free entertainment for many of us, especially with the pandemic. We get to troll the internet. It's wonderful.
Yeah, for real. People, work hard, go through all sorts of trauma. Internet is a good outlet. Like, let people do their thing.
Yeah. So, Joey, that the snow depth there, is that unusually deep for late April?
No, not at all. In fact, I think last year we had even more. So, last year was, but maybe not substantially, but no, not at all. Wells, this is completely normal for us. I've had experiences where I've been snowmobiling and through small trees, and then I go up to the top of the mountain in the summertime, and I'm like trying to figure out where I am, and then I realize where I am is the trees are actually 25 feet tall and not saplings like they look like as I was snowmobiling by them, literally, you know, flying through the air 20 feet above where I'm standing now, kind of thing, right? So the snowpack in the Caribbean Mountains is awesome, and we're so glad to have it. Can Peter or Brian explain to me about the Joe Biden smelling children thing? I've been trying to, because I've been seeing a number of the Joe Biden smelling children thing. I think it's obviously hilarious.
If you don't want to go, I'll go. There's just a ton of pictures of what he greets children. A lot of times it looks like he's sniffing his hair. So there's like 1,000 pictures of what appears to be Joe Biden.
Here's the famous one. Okay.
Children's hair is just
Japanese girls, like, you know, and getting really close in there.
That's creepy.
The Uncle Joe.
What's he doing? A Vulcan mind meld?
Yeah.
Sniffing children. He's just sniffing children.
Welcome to the show, Imogen Bailey.
Maybe he's in recovery, and that's the way he stopped the nose candy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what our radio listeners probably don't understand too is how we formed the panel of meteorologists is we now have a Facebook chat group for the last year or so, and we post the Zoom on, like, who's available, show up when you do. So that's why sometimes it's kind of chaotic as to not necessarily knowing who's going to show up and when they do. So we got Imogen Bailey, we got Noel Chaos down the coast. Peter, how has been your weather in the east side of the United States?
Pretty good. A little bit cool. But really not bad. There was some snow up in Ohio, light snow, like in April. So for Virginia, we're doing pretty good. I'm wearing a hoodie right now, but honestly, I'm sweating a little bit in this hoodie. So it's been quite comfortable temperatures, a little bit on the cooler side, but we're having a proper spring here in Virginia. So no complaints, nothing too exciting as far as the weather. And, The only thing going on with me is the dang internet is out in my area, so I'm outside to get cell connection because I don't get it indoors. So that's I don't know what caused that, but it wasn't weather related, whatever it was. But
damn anyway, you, Putin!
Yeah, blame Russia. This is Russia's cyber attack, probably.
Michael, anyway, send the right now.
And my buddies in Ukraine are still alive. I've been working with them every day, chatting with them every day. And Michael is more relaxed. Dnipro, where he is, he says the city life is more normal. And they have it better than Kharkiv and Mariupol, obviously. But they're able to live somewhat normally now, but it's really unfortunate because his hometown of Kharkiv is largely rubble. So the place that he was born and raised, where his father's business was, where his home was, the university where he learned English in was completely bombed out. The apartment that he was staying in there, the windows shot out. So it's like, I can't imagine if my hometown was destroyed like that. And but he's taking it in stride and is working hard.
Sounds like Detroit.
Yeah. So it's I really appreciate those guys, Anton and Michael, out there, because they keep in good spirits despite what everything that's going on. What's going on in Maripool right now is terrible, and the Russian propaganda is just a joke. Like, it's clearly there's a huge steel plant in Maripool. They just took the nuclear reactors the other week, and then that port is about 10 to 15% the size of the LA port, but the LA port is one of the largest in the world. So it's clearly just a grab for resources, and that water in the Black Sea off the coast of Maripol and near Crimea has about $1 trillion of untapped oil reserves under the Black Sea. So all the propaganda about the politics of it is all nonsense, and it's all about they're just stealing is what they're doing or trying to do.
You know what else is in that sea? At the bottom of that sea right now is the Moskva, the flagship.
Oh yeah, they got it.
Oh yeah, did you not? Did you hear about this? So
I saw a base guy wearing a shirt every day about the warship, and I wasn't keeping tabs. I've been so busy. I did a 17-page presentation pitch deck. Like, I've been working hard, so I've been not caught up completely.
So Ukrainian-made missiles were fired. I believe what probably happened was a targeted drone strike hit computer systems or something like that, basically blinded the Moskva. And then once that had happened, they were able to fire these surface-to-surface anti-ship missiles, Ukrainian-made anti-ship missiles, and sink the Moskva. Well, it was seriously damaged at first. The Russians claimed it was just a fire, no big deal, and they tried to tow it to port, but the damage was too great. The crew abandoned ship, and they actually sank. So that was the flagship of the Black Sea Fleet. A tremendous victory for Ukraine right there. And that ship has been targeting various islands, military installations, shooting with. It's a missile ship. It's got had these great big missile launchers on it. The Moskva is destroyed. It's nothing like that has happened in a long time in naval history. It's crazy.
That's great. That's great. That's great.
Where it would have landed, where it would have touched bottom. See, there's another important thing that's at the bottom of the sea. There's a hole at the bottom of the sea.
It's good to see you, Imogen. So especially because we have this wacky weather report from a heavy metal show. Tell us about it. How was the weather at the show?
Encore, where are you guys going?
Slipknot just did like 11 encores and it was glorious. There we go. There's everyone running for the hills. And for the record, the weather in here is foggy, a little bit drizzly at times, but a lot of fog. Can't really see the front of the stage.
Okay, all that's
from a lie.
Me.
That's all from you. So Joey, just for the record, yeah, foggy at Slipknot. Very, very foggy.
You do a weather report?
It was foggy. Very, very foggy. Not just the smoke machines, but Slipknot, they had some killer pyro, so there was a lot of smoke in the air from that. I mean, it's a relatively smokeless mix that they use, but still you get that beautiful smell of arson and that low-hanging, heavy, dense fog, just from all the marijuana and mosh pit sweat. You get that nice low-hanging fog. So I was right at ground level.
But metal fog.
That's where the COVID hangs out.
Yeah, but I'm immune, so we're good. It was pretty foggy. COVID I sent you a weather report from the show. I was there as Count Chocula. So that was awesome. I was there with the Persian princess. which is one of my cross-dressing friends, who looks fantastic in leopard. The guy that I was there with was wearing all leopard print. He was dressed like a blind Mrs. Roper. It was beautiful. Think somewhere between Divine and Mrs. Roper. That's my Persian princess. That's who I was at the show with.
Divine Roper.
Yeah. Yeah, Divine. Oh. Oh,
Three's so Company. So I guess you had yourself and him and her.
We need more stories from your life. It sounds fascinating.
Well, I did send Joey a weather report from the show, which I'm hoping he shares with anyone who's willing to watch such nonsense. It's good times.
It's on at the top of the hour. And Noel Chaos, we haven't said hi to you yet either. Where the show is just flying by. There's so many people. And yeah. Janet has been broadcasting the on Cape Breton Originals, our show. You've been listening to us on C for 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 FM. You're listening to Noel Chaos down in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm Joey Olney.
Yeah, hi, Joey. Yeah, Vancouver has... I think spring got lost. You know, maybe it listened to Google Maps and it took a wrong turn somewhere, because we've still been having temperatures down around 6-7 degrees. We've had a couple of nights where it's gone as low as two or three degrees. We've had a ton of rain. That's not new, because we always have a ton of rain. The last 2 days have been fairly nice. It was really sunny out today, and temperatures have gotten up into the double digits. It was 12 degrees today, and yeah, it's been really nice out, and hopefully it stays nice for the weekend.
Nice. Going to any shows lately?
I've been to tons of shows. I'm playing one tomorrow at Redgate Arts Society, which is the 100 Block Rock Volume 2 Showcase, which showcases all of the creativity and diversity of like musicians living in the downtown east side. So looking forward to that, because it should be cool. There's musicians from almost every type of music playing, so it should be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to getting copies of the compilation that we are all a part of.
Nice. Nice work. Playing music again. I'm going to do that soon myself, going down to a Soyuz on May 5th to play. There's a bit of a festival there. They got Cousin Harley playing. He's awesome. And Jason and Ferris Romero, Juno winners. So Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Gonna be a good show. Gonna be a good show.
That guy named Roger the Wild Child, he interviewed those country musicians and Moonshine Shenanigans and myself on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Atlantic time.
Listen to Roger the Wild Child. Catch Frankie McDonald there. You can catch Frankie McDonald on his YouTube channel. You can, at the end of the show, he'll tell you everywhere you can catch Frankie McDonald as well. Janet Dermody, you've been streaming the show on Cape Breton Originals. I did mute you because we had to have, you know, the segments be clear, but we're thankful that you're doing this. And I'm just curious now, what's going on with the stream?
So people are enjoying it. They've never experienced somebody live streaming a pre-recorded podcast. So I'm thinking it might be a first. At least it's a first on this channel. Yeah, you don't usually do the carriage before the horse, but I'm original, so we do.
And it's your podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's pretty great. Much. Yeah. So you look familiar. I feel like I've seen you somewhere before.
It's possible.
Yeah. You got a very familiar face. I'm sure I've seen you on something.
I'm guessing probably within the punk scene.
Nice. Oh my God. What are we looking at?
O'Brien's slideshow is awesome.
My God, Imogen, that outfit is hot as hell. I'm telling my viewers, I need to wear more clothes like Imogen.
I'm very happy when people dress more like me.
Right? Me? Look, I feel like I'd be more happy dressing like you too.
And did you hear about that? A Roger the Wild Child interview stole me on Sunday nights. Moonshine Shenanigans on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. And the country musicians.
Oh, that's awesome.
Roger the Wild Child interviews those musicians, country musicians on Sunday nights, Moonshine Shenanigans, and myself on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. Every Sunday night, Roger the Wild Child show. I'm on it at 9 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on every Sunday night.
How many other podcasts are you on a week, Frankie?
I was on another podcast, and Reckless Airways Radio Guy had work this Wednesday. He'd be back next Wednesday.
Gary and Dino
we'll
this
do
week?
Do Wednesday.
At 12:15 p.m. Jason Marshall, we don't have cookies.
Tonight? All right, I'll stay up. I'll stay up with you. We'll do them.
Frankie? I saw you on Gary and Dino last week.
Yes.
Frankie, where in the world has had a tornado this week?
Somewhere in the central states.
Central United States has had tornadoes this week?
Yes. Tornado week this week in central states. That's a tornado so like in southern states of Florida. They had hail earlier in the week in Florida.
Oh, dang.
Now, How big was that hail, Frankie?
Pretty big. Bouncing off the ground, things like that. Denting cars, smashing windshields, and things like this.
Oh, dear.
Now, what if we had hail the size of the moon, Frankie?
Ooh.
That could destroy everyone.
Hail. That could destroy everything.
The biggest hailstone ever on Earth is grapefruit-sized hail.
That can kill you.
That's why extreme meteorologist Reed Timber has to watch out for hail. I told him to watch out for hail.
Yeah, I've seen him lose a lot of windshields. He had the Dominator 4 there last year, I think it was called, and I've been watching on Disney Plus. And so Reed Timmer had his Dominator 4. He doesn't have the big burly machine anymore, but he's got the Dominator 4. The Dominator 4 has more hail dents in it than anything I've ever seen.
Brian, we got to keep this YouTube appropriate. We don't want Joey's reaching 1,000 subscribers there, so you don't want his account to be demonetized if he gets there.
That is true there, Brian. And I have had someone complain.
Really?
Yeah.
About what?
I got something else to tell you. Did you hear about that? They banned a lot of American products from Russia.
Over in Russia, you can't even watch the Meteorological Report.
Okay, we're back to rated
G. Without a VPN.
Back to rated G. The radio listeners don't necessarily know. But if you want to find out, you can go to Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude and see the video version of the show that comes out every week.
I didn't realize we were reaching a deeper crowd. Sorry.
Question for Frankie about the weather. What would do more damage to a pickup truck? Grapefruit-sized hail? Or a shark-infested tornado?
It might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.
It's a grapefruit-sized hail.
That would do more damage to a pickup truck? Yeah. More than getting smacked into by a shark hurled out of a tornado?
I'm going with shark-infested tornado.
Well, what kind of sharks?
See, that's an important question that none of
they could be baby sharks.
Yeah, I've seen these like little sharks that are really small.
Baby sharks.
I have my hand. It's covered in pine gum.
A few hundred yards in front of me, I've caught baby sharks before right off the coast of Virginia Beach right here.
Oh, they're so cute.
I have a picture of me holding the baby shark. I wasn't fishing for shark, but that's what I caught.
Can you sing baby shark?
Or what about
no, I will not be there. I don't even know.
Has anyone seen Twister?
Exactly.
With the tornado?
Twister.
It's been a decade, but yes.
If you know the words, the baby shark, I think we all do. We've just went over them.
Baby shark, something.
I'm bad.
I like Pete's version. Pete's version is just so much more. It just rolls off the tongue.
What would a baby shark pizza be like?
Baby shark pizza? Oh, that'd be delicious.
I don't know. Has anybody ever touched shark tongue? Adult shark tongue? Yeah. My husband used a long line, and he gaffed a fish. They were bringing the net in, and at the end of the net, the shark tried to grab it, and they ended up cutting up the shark, and we got the tongue. I don't know why he took that, but it felt like so rough. It was super, super, or the fin of the shark felt like cat tongue. It was weird.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you expect it to be smooth?
Yeah, they've got really, really abrasive skin, and it's yeah, there's
everything like sandpaper.
Yeah. It's so that when they sideswipe something or when they hit something, they can actually do damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, their whole bodies, I mean, depending on the breed of shark, their carnivorous ones, yeah, they're totally weaponized.
Would you have expected that before you touched it?
It is a factoid that I knew. Just I got really obsessed with sharks for a while, and which is why I keep pestering Frankie about sharks and tornadoes.
Oh,
he might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.
But I got really obsessed with sharks for a long time, and so I learned about like a lot of different weird traits about them. And this was one of the first things I learned, where I'm going, but they look so smooth. I want to pet one, and I imagine it would feel like a dolphin or something. I have not petted a dolphin, but you know. They
right?
look like they'd be so like they look like they'd be dolphin textured, but yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, wow, it was like crazy. I thought the same. Yeah.
Shark talk on the Meteorological Report.
He might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.
Listening to us on C88.7 F. What did I hear about Frankie?
I just found it out from Base Guy. His computer's getting really old. His motherboard's really old. And Base Guy can no longer interview people because his processor's really old and his motherboard's really old. That means Base Guy needs a new computer himself. Base Guy Show needs a new computer. Jack Casey, a.k.a. Base Guy Show, he needs a new computer for sure.
Oh, no.
Somebody out there in Radio Land?
Mm-hmm. Radio Land.
Send a computer to Montreal. Care of the Meteorological Report. On C for 88.7 FM in Prince George and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Joey Only. If I look like I just came out of the bush to all your YouTube watchers, I just did. I got home late. I had time to start the fire and take off my wet socks and sit down and start the show. That's the kind of thing I'm doing. That's me. I'm always working.
And I got something else to say. My last Robin Slim show is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022 at 10 p.m. Atlantic time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's the last Robin Slim show ever.
Why? Why are they ending it?
Because Robin Slim is giving up their podcast. They got tired of it.
Well, what about the Shuli Agar show?
Shuli's still doing the show.
That's amazing that you're able to speak with him all the time. He's so famous.
That is a great photo. For the radio listeners who cannot see what we're looking at, Brian's screen right now is a party picture with some guys who look like they're having a lot of fun.
with
balloons, which I assume are full of helium.
There is such a thing as too much nitrous. I'll tell you, do not go down that path. I've tested those limits. It's not good.
Oh, no.
I had to dip into my virgin folder here because we're being censored.
I've de-threaded many a whipped cream charger canisters.
I got stood up on a date last night, so.
Oh, that was
so I saw that. You brought flowers and everything.
Yeah, and then the mechanics lost my keys to my truck. And then I had to drive to work on Tuesday morning and 5:30 a.m. and up Devil's Canyon. There hadn't been a tire track in the snow yet. Terrifying drive to work. Get there, we spent half the day stuck with their quads because we decided we don't need sleds anymore. Well, suddenly so much snow fell, we needed sleds again. So then driving back after finally getting all the quads out of the snow, the tire blew on the trailer, so that was great. Then we had put the donut on. That made the trailer look all lopsided. So that's why when we drove into Quesnel, the cop who's seen us just happened to be behind us. And like, oh, that guy's going to pull us over. And the cherries went on. I'm like,
the good news is, Joey, you just saved an hour late, buddy, on not having a girlfriend this summer.
Now I'm an hour late getting back to the office, and I'm pulled over too. And then he's just like, want to step out and look at your trailer for a second? Both Dave and I are like, yeah, man. And I grab the shredded tire out of the back of the truck and hold it up. I was like, yeah, this just happened. 15 minutes ago. And he's like, oh, and he's like, I noticed your spring busted too. And I was like, yeah, I think that's what happened. So, and that was a 2 minute pullover and off we went. And I was like, when does that happen? That guy doesn't run your plates and run your trailer plates and run your quad plates and run your name and ask you questions and have you been drinking and thanks, dude. Yes, we're just working guys. We just want to get home.
Damn, that's like the whole country album right there. Not just this song.
The mechanics lost my truck keys.
That could be your new single for your show.
And I lost my truck keys. We just
I'm driving my ex-wife's lemon car because of Putin. Can't afford to drive a truck. Even if it, thank goodness the truck broke down.
You can't afford Putin the gas in the truck.
That was terrible.
I'm pouting.
You should be ashamed.
Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Putin pouting.
Terrible, Peter.
Oh yeah, just everything at once, you know. And I had a birthday. Nothing happened. Was great.
My birthday is coming up on Sunday, April 24, 2022, and my social media, my Twitter is at Frankie McKee, my Facebook is Frankie McDonald, my Twitch is FrankDonald1984, my Clap is FrankDonald1984, my Instagram FrankieMcKee1984, my TikTok is FrankDonald1984, my Snapchat is FrankieAmyCD1, my LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald, and my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Thanks, Frankie McDonald.
I need the important one.
You can get to Frankie McDonald's Twitter page by just typing mafia.co into your browser because I own that domain name and I have it redirect to Frankie McDonald's Twitter page. So go give that a try if you're at home. Just type in mafia.co and Frankie McDonald's page will show up.
That's cool.
Awesome.
I love
it. Well done.
Yeah. All right. You listen to the Comediological Report. I'm your host, Joey Olney, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for coming on. Thanks, Janet. Thanks, Brian Schmidt. Thanks, Imogen. Thanks, Noel. Thanks, Brandon, who's got the plague and not here. Thanks, Peter. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Olivia Forbes-Bouillon, who's already gone. Good to see you. Take her easy, but take her. Bye now.